The Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that Be'echad B'Tishrei is of Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim. It's Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim, and what does that mean? The Gemara explains that in the Beis that if a person is Mudar Hanah Michaver L'Shana, if you say I'm not going to have Hanah from you for a year, so Minus Shnei Meser Chodesh Miyam Yom, you have to be Nayag Isser for a whole year. But if you say V'Mamar L'Shana Zu, I'm not going to have Hanah from you during this year, even if you're standing on the last day of Elul, once Tishrei comes, the year is up, and that's considered the year, Lagabin Adarim, that now your nether is over. But if a person says, it's Mavon Limar, if a person says, I won't have Anah from you for a year, then you have to wait a whole year. Now the question is, when does that year begin? If I say, I won't have Anah from you for a year, do I have to start right away from now to be denying that year of not having Anah, or could I push it off? Could I wait a year or two, 6 months, and whenever I want, I'll start that year. At what point does that year begin? So the Ritva here speaks out that outs the Dini Nedarim, because of Dini Nedarim, you would be able to do whenever you want. You're not mechuyev to do it right away, because you didn't say you're going to do it right away. But for a different reason, you would have to do it right away, and that's because of the Dini Baal Ta'achir. Baal Ta'achir says, when you have a neder, you're mechuyev to do it right away, you can't push it off, and in Mela, you're mechuyev to start your year right away, or else you're going to be Evron Baal Ta'achir, you're being me'achir your neder. So that's a chiddush from the Ritva, because the Pasha says, we don't see in the Gemara that Baal Ta'achir applies to Nidvei Rishus. We find Baal Ta'achir by Kurbanis, things that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and other things we learn out from different rashis in the Gemara, but to say that it applies to a regular neder that I make, regular neder iser of nidrei harishus, that we don't find in the Gemara, but the Ritva holds that Baal Ta'achir would apply to regular nedarim as well, and the Ritva is really going l'shitasei from Dafav, and Dafav the Ritva speaks this out as well, that there would be a din Baal Ta'achir on regular nidrei rishus, not like other Rishayim who are chaylik, who seem to hold that there would not be Baal Ta'achir by Nidrei HaRishus. Now the problem with the Ritva is that he seems to be going Kenegah to Beferish Yerushalmi, the Stipler, and other Achronim asked this Kasha. The Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, has an interesting Shailah. Is there a din Baal Ta'achir by Mila, by Bris Mila? If a person is Ma'achir, a person doesn't do Bris Mila B'yam Hashmini, he pushes it off for a couple of days, whatever it is he, besides it being the Mevatel Mitzvah Sevilah, be Ma'achir, is he also Ervan Baal Ta'achir? That's the Rishalmi Shaila, and the Rishalmi says that he is not Ervan Baal Ta'achir because the Pasuk says Baal Ta'achir L'Shalmai. You can't be Ma'achir to pay what you owe. So it's only knowing by something which is Nitan L'Tashlumen, but something which is not Nitan L'Tashlumen, there's no Din Baal Ta'achir. What L'Chavit Rishalmi means, the way the Karmanator learns, is Baal Ta'achir is only on something when you have a Chiv to pay it, to give it to someone, to give it to the Mikdash, to give it to Tztaka, etc., then there's Din Baal Ta'achir. But if there's no Chiv Tashlumen, there's no chiv, it's not a payment, and there's no din Baal Ta'achir. Bris Mila is not a payment. I'm not paying anyone anything. It's a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah which is mutal me. A mitzvah which does not involve tashlumin does not have a din Baal Ta'achir. So, in fact, the stipler, M. Cain, when it comes to Nidvei Isser, there's no tashlumin over here. I'm not paying anyone anything. I made an Isser. I said, I'm not going to have an offer from you. It's a regular mitzvah, regular Isser, like anything else. It's not shaykh to tashlumin. L'chair, the din Baal Ta'achir wouldn't apply. So that's the kash on the Ritva. How does the Ritva fit in with this Yerushalmi? And it would seem to be, this is how the Acharnim understand, that Ritva learned the Yerushalmi differently than the Karban Aida. He learned it like the Pnei Maisha. The Pnei Maisha says a different shan in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi does not mean that Baal Ta'achir only applies to something which is Nitan Tashlumin, that you pay to someone else. But Nitan Tashlumin means it's something which you're able to be mashlumin, it's able to have a Din Tashlumin. In other words, you can make up what you missed. Then there's Din Baal Ta'achir. But if you can't make up what you miss, then there's no Din Baal Ta'achir. So a mashal, a person says, I'm going to bring a Karban. So you have to bring it right away, if you don't, or Gimel Regalim. If you don't bring it, then even though you're ma'achirid, but you can make up your chiyav of bringing the carbon. When you bring it later, you're still bringing the carbon. The carbon has tashlumin. You just missed the zman. You brought it later than you should, but you're not missing anything in the chiyav of havasa carbon. There is a din tashlumin. When it comes to mila b'yam hashmini, there is no din tashlumin. The din of mila is, there's a special mitzvah should be done b'yam hashmini on the eighth day. If you're ma'achir and you don't do it on the eighth day, you do it the ninth, or the tenth, and so on. So it's true you'll be mekayim the ikar mitzvah mila, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of yom hashmini. That mitzvah of yom hashmini is batal. It's not nitan l'tashlum, and there's no way to make it up. The mevatel mitzvah saseh, and being that you can't be mashlim your mitzvah of yom hashmini, that has no din baal ta'achir. Baal ta'achir is only when you could the mitzvah has tashlumin, but the only problem is the lateness. But when the mitzvah doesn't have tashlumin, you can never get back what you lost. Then there is no din baal ta'achir. That's how the Ritva Luchar will learn the Gemara, Mashenkin Banadarim. Banadarim, you could be Mashalmit, right? If you do it later, you're still being Mekam the Neder. The only problem is the Ichor. Now, the problem with this shot of the Pnei Maisha is that it doesn't fully explain why there's no Baal Ta'achir by Mila, because it's true that the Mitzvah B'yem Hashmini you can't make up, But there is another element of mitzvah smila. There's really two dinim mitzvah smila. There's a mitzvah b'yom hashmini to do it on the eighth day, but then there's another mitzvah that to do mila stam. Even if you miss the eighth day, there's still a chiyuv to do it on the ninth or the tenth, any day beyond that. So even though on the din of b'yom hashmini, there's no din b'al tacher because that can't be made up. But the second din of mila, the mitzvah mila b'chlal, which is not tied down to the eighth day, that luchar, there should be a din b'al ta'acher, because that's a mitzvah which I should do right away. I should do on day 9, day 10, day 11, and if I push it off and do it later on, so I'm ma'acher it, I delayed it, but I'm not missing anything in the mila, because the mila on day 13 is no different than the mila on day 9. It's the same mitzvah mila, just with an ichor. So why would the din b'al ta'acher not apply to that second din of mitzvah mila? And luchar, you have to say, and this Alei Dvar Ram explains it, that on that second din of mila, there's also not going to be a din b'al ta'acher. Because the din of al ta'acher is only when the only thing that you're missing, again, the mitzvah is being done b'shleimus, the only problem is the lateness, the ichor. But when the mitzvah itself is lacking, you're not doing the mitzvah b'shleimus by delaying it, then there is no din of al ta'acher. And he says, by mila, there's really two dinim in mitzvah smila. Besides the two dinim that we mentioned, there's two dinim in the ma'isa mila. There's one mitzvah to be mal, to remove the arla, but then there's another din to be mahol, that a person should not have the arla in him and have the ois bris. That's a constant mitzvah, which is na'ig l'taris, as the achanim ha'marech, the rife from David ha'melech v'chulei. There's a mitzvah to be mahol. And that mitzvah is a constant mitzvah every second. So you're supposed to be mahol on day 8, day 9, day 10, day 11. When you do the mila on day 12, so it's true that the mitzvah mila of doing the ma'isa mila, that you fulfilled the shlemus, it's just a problem of ichor, but that mitzvah being mahol, of those days, you're a mevatel, and you can't get that back. There's a mitzvah to be mal on day 9 and day 10, day 11. That mitzvah lios mal you don't have. It wasn't niskayim. And when you do the mila later on, you're not doing the mitzvah b'shleimus. You're missing part of mitzvah mila. During those days, the mila that should have been done, the being mahol, never happened. So therefore, it's not just an ichor, but it's actually missing, lacking in the etzah mitzvah. Therefore, there's no din b'al ta'acher. Mashenge b'nedarim, when you push it off and you do it later, the only problem is the ichor, but there's nothing lacking in the kiyum of the neder. If I do the neder in a year from now, I can be mekayem the neder the same way I could do it now. Mimela, that would have a din b'al ta'acher. That's the chayr, the pshan, and the ritva, how we understand Yerushalmi, that b'al ta'acher doesn't only apply to things that you pay someone. That's not the vart. The vart is it has to be something which you could be fully mashim the chiyuv, and the only thing missing is the lateness, the ichor. But when you're missing the actual mitzvah, there's no din b'al ta'acher. That's a mila doesn't have a din b'al ta'acher, but nidre shus would have a din b'al ta'acher.